Hello. Wait, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing? How you doing? Welcome, welcome.
I'm good. I feel like we brand new to this.
We are. We let me tell you something, okay? I can't remember how to do anything anymore, but hey, that's why we have each other to bounce off of. And yeah, cuz how you doing, girl? Happy New Year.
Even though we've seen each other, and happy New Year, everybody, even though it's February. Nice.
Listen, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. But
Okay. It's a good song called that too, but anyways, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm not gonna complain. I'm just, I'm gonna just say God clearly has something he's doing, and I don't know what it is yet, but once it's revealed, I pray that that day will be so clear. And Jesus be a fist, and I will be able to sit back and be like, okay, this is why I went through what I went through, Jesus. But yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. It's been a long day, but it's okay. Always okay.
For real. Yes, it's been a day. And before we go
Oh, go
chat,
ahead.
I was gonna say before we chat up too much, I know we gotta put the plug in there because it's been so long. We don't remember what all we do here on Ego slash JQLM. So Lady J, please take it away.
If you'd like to share with your family, friends, and followers on all the different ways that they can tune in to JQLM Radio, this is what you would share. You can tune in live by downloading the JQLM Radio app on your Apple or Android devices. You can also listen live via Alexa, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, and a host of other platforms, of which you can find on our website, where you can also listen live at egoentertainmentnet.com/JQLM-radio. Or just visit egoentertainmentnet.com and click the button right there on the homepage. You can also connect with us via our website or social media at JQLM Radio. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Additionally, you can email us at jqlmradio@gmail.com. Find us under our parent company, Ego Entertainment Network, on social media at EGOENTNET. That's Ego Ent Net. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Ego Entertainment Network. And last but not least, make sure you like, subscribe, and share our YouTube channel, Ego TV Network.
See?
Awesome. It's always so great to hear all those different outfits.
For sure. And please, people, if you like any of the show, all of the shows, even if you don't like any of the shows, make sure that you tune in through the JQLM Radio app, because the more you listen, or the more you pretend to listen, or the more you put it on the background, the better it helps us. So make sure you tune in all the time. Even when you sleep, turn it on, because it helps us out. So yes. And this is a season of love and giving, so please do so.
So we named this show We're Back because we made it serious and we're back. So
legit, we back. I will say better than never, but I'll say just better. I'm just back. Cause listen, 2020, the beast that it is, honey. And let me just tell you something, okay? But you know what? Before I go into any other tangent, I do like to say, even though this year is starting off very hellish, very hellish, we do have a silver lining that's coming up this weekend. And I'm actually kind of excited because I've gone to this event, and we've never participated. Renata, your sister's participated, but for us to actually participate, this is actually going to be kind of fun and exciting. Are you excited about this weekend? Because I am.
I am. So we are doing Meet the Artists. at the Central Library. It's an annual event that they do. And we've attended several times, supported a lot of different people. And so I'm not even really sure how we ended up on the list, but
I can tell you if you want the story. But...
Oh, I didn't know you did. I was just following directions when I was told fill this out, and I said, okay.
Yes. So, I mean, quick story short, you know me, I'm always talking to people. And yapping and slapping. And I met Mr. Radford at an event. And I got to talking to him. And I was like, well, you know, hey. So, you know. And so he was like, sure, send me stuff. So I sent him the stuff, right? And then I also plugged Empowered Living and the things that we, our journal and book and workbook. And somehow or another, Goddess Adorn got pushed to the side, but Empowered Living got in. So I said, one out of two ain't bad. So that's how we got in. I got to yapping. He said, sure, but he accepted one and not the other, which is good because I haven't had time to make a lot of stuff. So that worked out. But I am going to ask him to see if maybe possibly next year I could put the Goddess Adorn side into, you know, the 2027 Meet the Artist, because I do, a lot of people tell me the things that I make are very unique and different, so why not? But that's how we got in. My gift works sometimes.
That's good to know. So if my Roman numeral is correct, this is the 38th year of them doing it.
We're going to go with that.
we'll confirm on the commercial break that I did my Roman numerals right. But the thing is love in action. And so I think it's a really cool event. So the kickoff, well, the opening reception is on Valentine's Day, and it's from 5:30 to 10. So there is a red carpet experience. There's music, all the things. And like I said, it's at the Central Library, so 40 East St. Clair Street. And yes, the kickoff is on Saturday, but they also do things throughout the month. So it's open until March 28th. And so we're not out here painting, we're out here making books. So that's how we are showing up as authors. So we have those six books that we have. So yeah.
Well, the interesting thing was I didn't know they had an author's division. And maybe I missed that every time because I never went to the third floor. But definitely encourage people to go to all the floors for the event, because there are different things on each floor, different I guess specialties on each floor. So there's going to be, of course, art, live artistry, or the fashion show. You have your painted art. You have your authors. I believe there might be sculptures as well. So they're all on different floors and they're all on different sections. And most of us will be selling things on the second floor where the actual fashion show is going to be taking place. But, our displays will be on the other floor. So I definitely encourage people, for everybody who always says there's nothing free to do in Indianapolis, there's nothing to do that they don't have to worry about getting shot at or anything like that, this is a perfect event. It's always good vibes. It's Valentine's Day. You can stop through before you go to the restaurants, or don't go to the restaurants on Saturday because you know they're going to be crowded. So why not come support a lot of local artists who are showcasing their gift, their talent? So definitely encourage people to come out, because it starts, what, 5:30 to 10:30 is the open reception? 5:30 to 10. So you still got time to go clubbing afterwards. Still got time to do a nightcap if you want to, or after hours spot. So definitely come out and support, because, you know, we, as well as the other artists who are going to be showcased, would love the support. And again, it's free. It's for all ages. You don't have to worry about, you know, leaving your kiddos at home or finding a babysitter on Valentine's Day, because you can make it a family affair if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. And you can go out to eat with your loved one, your love of your life, Thursday. When it's not as crowded, you know? You can go eat when it's not as crowded. You don't have to worry about making reservations. You can even go Friday night if you want to. But, you know, I still think Friday night is going to be real crowded, and Sunday too. So might as well just come see us on Saturday.
I love how you have this itinerary of, look, if you're going to celebrate Valentine's Day, this is the day to do it.
You might as well, because as so many people have said to me in the past, Valentine's Day should be every day. So you shouldn't be waiting for one day a year to celebrate the love of your life, if that's the case. So 365 is your Valentine's Day. So take the actual day, save you some money, come to the fashion show. You can come buy stuff for your love at the vendors' tables, aka our table. We are selling these books. We're trying to sell out of these books, so please come buy them. People who have used them said that and have given them away as gifts for people of all ages. So why not be one of those people to take it home with you? I mean, I'm just saying. I think it's a great spend. So, you know, not just saying that because I'm a single person and don't have nobody to spend Valentine's Day with, but I'm just saying in general.
Can you chop liver? Because you spent it in with me.
I mean, but you got a man, so I'm sure he'll be there somewhere supporting you. But for those of us who are single, Pringles, for those of us who are true single Pringles, and we out here, you know, gonna get gussied up and might get choked. If you're listening to this and you ever want to meet me in person, and you ever want to shake my hand in person, this is the perfect time to do so. So find me, okay? Come see me at the table and buy a book. We got journals, we got workbooks, probably gonna have some other stuff. So just come through. That's all I got to say about it.
Man, I was gonna get cute for you and everything. Dang.
You ain't getting cute for me. Let's just be real.
I was gonna get cute. I mean, you were just gonna have a benefit from me being cute.
I don't know what benefit that is of mine, but because I had, listen, no matter how much a male dogs me and drives me crazy, I will not switch to the other side. And ain't nothing wrong with y'all who do, but for me and my body type, there's only so much titty that can be in the room. Just saying.
I wasn't trying to go home with you. Good.
I understand. But you being cute for you is for you and not for me.
Ooh, it'd be your own people. Ooh.
I understand. You know, if you want to pull the girls out and we can have come see the titties for the purchase. I mean,
whoa.
You know, I got a cute bra put on. I'll join you. I'll get cute too. There we go. We're going to have us a cute time in some clothing.
I didn't say all that. Oh, that went left. Okay.
Listen, it's been a while, so I got to break out the big guns. Okay.
You act like I haven't seen you.
But they haven't seen or heard us together. So there's a difference. Listen, okay. I'm just trying to say true to form, because for those who knew me or knew us a year ago, right, and our fun antics last year when we get on the platform, and then also shout out to George, who said y'all need to get a show. I'm like, we already have one. We just don't,
like, y'all need a podcast.
Well, fun facts, you know, we got one. We just don't foster it like we supposed to. So 2026, we in this thing. Since the hellish January has ended, February is coming in with a bang. So I'm just saying, we about to do this for real. Even while I'm out of town, I'm taking my laptop with me, so we can still have the show on a Monday.
I will say this. This is a great example of, even when you're not doing what you're supposed to be and not being consistent, it doesn't mean you can't come back and be consistent.
Oh, for sure. Because, you know, we are the queens of besides Lady J, I mean, I ain't gonna take her title of bounce backologist, but I think we the bounce back queens too. Maybe we could be princesses compared to her, but listen, I feel like, you know, when we come through, we come through. And we're about to be consistent, and we're about to be up there with all these other podcasts who people know around the world. And we're about to be back because we've got so much that we could do and talk about. If I just talk about what happened to me in January, y'all be here for 6 hours. So I'm just saying, we got stuff we can do for real. But I know
we need to take a break.
Yep. Yeah. So I'll let you take us out. Go ahead, girl.
Oh, I was going to say, we're going to take a break. That's all.
Right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ask if you were ready. The National Re-Up Experience is coming back to Indy, April 10th and April 11th. And this time, space is tight, seats are counting, and when they're gone, they're gone. This is not something you catch next year. This is the room where people breathe again, where laughter cracks the weight, where leaders sit shoulder to shoulder, where excellence gets honored out loud. From brunch conversations that shift perspective, to punchlines that loosen pressure, to a black carpet that says, you belong here. This isn't just a ticket, it's access. And right now, before the doors lock, you can move smarter. 15% off select events. Right now, brunch, black carpet, main show. Use the code EARLY26. But don't get comfortable. That window closes February 7th. Go now, not later, not I'll get to it. Visit www.reupexperience.com/events-media. Put on your denim, bring your diamonds, and don't let the moment pass you because you waited too long to decide. The third biannual National Re-Up Experience. We don't chase moments, we show up. This year's theme, shine under pressure. Shine under pressure.
Jeremiah L. Godfrey Brain Cancer Research Foundation is seeking donations and sponsors to help aid in its efforts to provide funding to researchers to find an effective treatment and cure for rare inoperable brain tumors in children ages 3 to 12, specifically diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, or DIPG. DIPG is inoperable and currently has no effective treatment or cure, and for more information and to make a contribution today, visit jlgresearchfoundation.org. Music. Corporate Rhythm by Roman Sinyuk Music on Pixabay.com.
So we are back.
Listen. We are back, but I have a question. Lady J, can you come to the back real quick?
Yes. How can I help you?
Step forward. Oh, Lord.
Well, I was looking at the little commercial. I was like, oh, she got me with my girls all out in a little white dress that y'all commented about. You.
Hold on, but listen, you was wearing the dress, though. You was wearing it. You was what?
You can only use the ammunition you have, right? If that's the only picture you've got with the girls out, you can't Photoshop them out.
Listen. I forgot about that dress.
We didn't now.
Right. Listen, Renata always come, look, and we be like, what you doing, Renata?
Yeah. Now, see, for those who don't know, y'all probably won't see this dress until after we get back because it was the request of the bride not to have photos taken at the wedding. Mm. But the dress that she sent me, the option she sent me that she's going to wear is going to be equally as boobalicious as that. So be prepared. I'm sure you will see a picture or three with them.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why I don't know when the wedding is yet. Because that's what I'm trying to figure out.
What are we talking about? Nobody got to save the date yet.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, I'm just making sure.
Nobody.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Hopefully it's on a day that I'm here. But even if I'm not, I still want an invitation just in case so I can know. I can send somebody on my behalf.
Well, you keep telling the date, people.
No. You tell the world the date. We not tell the date on the radio show.
Yeah, no, we don't want just random people showing up now.
I know. She ain't gonna say where it's at, but the date is in the fall, so this you got some time.
Okay,
on a Friday, I'll say that.
Okay, all right, very good.
You
Yeah. She'll text you today.
You have not missed out.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Like he's getting.
No, my best friend's wedding is on like, I was going in the dress she asked me, should I wear this? I'm like, okay.
Oh, that dress. I didn't buy it, but that was a bad dress. Tell me I'm lying.
Like I said, come out the house. There's two things I know are going to show up. You and them. So I just know y'all going to be in attendance. Remember seeing that dress and the options. You must have changed your mind.
No, I went in my closet. It was like, what do I have in my closet that I haven't really worn? I was like, oh, I'll wear that. Mm-hmm. Lady J, I'm going to send you a picture of the dress that it is referring to.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
I can't.
It is.
All right. Do you have a separate dress for your reception?
No, I'm going to wear the same dress.
Okay.
This is not for the wedding. This is just a dress that I was going to wear to, I think, his best friend.
Oh, okay.
We ain't got to that part. Yeah, haven't got to the fall. We still.
Oh, okay, I see the dress. Now this is one. Okay, this is a cute dress. Come on, split.
hold on. Let me see.
But I hope you're not wearing this to nobody's church, because no, ma'am.
No. I didn't get that dress. I wore it in my closet.
All right. I'm just saying because
you see,
mothers of the church. Excuse me. Here, honey, put this over your lap.
Listen, I might have to post that dress on social media and be like, would you wear this to church? No, just kidding.
I wouldn't wear that dress to church, but I would wear that dress.
You know, but again, for those who are trying to imagine a dress with the girls out and some thigh. So just know that if Renata goes out the house, it's going to be some thigh or some tatas.
You are not describing this dress very well. You make it sound like I'm a floozy.
No, but I'm just saying, it is a very classy, demure, show me some, come get some dress. Like, if you step out in that dress, somebody going to be looking at you like, okay.
Well, I would hope it would be her hubby-to-be, because here's the thing. You got to continue doing what you did to keep them same way that you did to get them. Look,
this is true.
Look,
that's a whole other topic right there, because now nobody want to do the stuff they do to get you. They want to slack off.
Then that means that's not who they really are. That's why it's good for us to pay attention, huh? Use discernment. Pay attention. Like, consistent behavior equals character.
Yes, I've been consistent. So, y'all.
That is true.
Yeah, we know you're definitely consistent.
Mm-hmm. Them breasts is consistent. Even though we competing in the upper region, I still be high in mine sometimes. But you show for both of us, and I appreciate that. Now, some days I do step out, and I'll be like, okay, these girls is coming out today.
So let me give a disclaimer. I don't want people to think I just be out here with my girls all the time.
Hold on. She doesn't. However, I am gonna say the very first time when these bras first came out that everybody was wearing, you know, y'all know the ones that have the little spaghetti straps that goes from the top of your breast all the way down to the middle of your breast, you know, go around. Yeah. Listen, I remember the very first time that Renata walked into the station with that. We was like, excuse me, where the hell you think you're going? Like
she came in with it, with the straps. And ever since then, I was like, I want to find me a bra with the strap.
I found one,
but I ain't found no other color than black. So I'm like, where the rest of the colors at? Because you got colors. And the yellow one I found don't fit me right. So I barely wear that one. But trust and believe. So let me get, for anybody who wants to make me happy, I'm going to start me a GoFundMe for some bras, because bras ain't cheap.
Boy, you ain't lying. Now, listen, I ain't in no double or triple, but a D is big enough, okay? And listen, 30 people are talking, women out here talking about, I need you to pay my rent and my car. Now, listen, if he can buy you five or six bras, hey, he balling. Period. If you can purchase bras from Lane Bryant or anywhere or high-end companies that make bras, he balling, okay? Yes.
Especially when you get to our sizes and they talk about, oh, that's $75. I'm sorry, for one?
Yeah.
For one.
If you are in a D or up, Baby, let me tell you. Listen. You got to catch. Listen, I used to, my kid's godmother, she would take me, we would go shopping to Lane Bryant together when she would have coupons or when they had sales. Because let me tell you something. And they're the only company at first that I knew of that sold bras for heavy chested women that were cute. You know, they had different prints and colors and stuff. Meanwhile, everybody else was black, white, and tan. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good black bra because I got a lot of black bras. But we want some color and some, you know, some flowers and then all other kind of stuff going on too.
Yeah.
So, and y'all need to go to Uplift. I'ma plug them real quick. And if y'all do go, let them know that I sent you.
Okay.
Well, no, first of all, if you go, tell them they need to sponsor our show.
I mean, I can have a conversation with them about that. But
trust me, when you go next time, I'm going with you because I'm going to ask them.
I'll wait for them to call me because so Barbara's in Indianapolis is closed for the ladies who used to go there. So they still have the location of Fort Wayne, but Uplift is in Carmel. Very sweet, very nice ladies. They have been putting a lot of work because I have been looking for a specific type of bra. And apparently they act like people who are very blessed don't want black bras anymore. I don't get it. But
what?
I'm having the hardest time finding a plain, smooth black bra.
Well, I like I told you, Lane Bryant is one, you know what I'm saying? However, I know me. I don't know if there's another company that I have ordered from before. I can't think of the name of it. I'll look for it and send it to you. But there's another company that goes up to like H. And they
We passed it, baby.
And they have I think they go up to H. But they have, so you know how I learned when going to Lane Bryant, I learned that there are two different cup sizes that every woman can wear. It's like So you know, I'm in a D, but there I can wear a double something that it would be like the sister size of
Your sister.
So it's the same thing with this company, but they go all the way up to like the single letters H. I don't know what the sister sizes are that they have at this company, but I'll look for it and send it to you. But yeah,
we can look at it, but I'm telling you, I'm usually above the H, or my base size is usually above an H.
Really?
And my sister size is, girl, yes.
We're not our sizes on this show.
I ain't giving no numbers, but here's the thing. People know good and daggone well. If they've seen us, and a lot of people have seen me because I be all over these social media and in-person streets. they can tell, okay, that look, ain't none of us wearing no A's and B's and C's and carrying on, you know what I'm saying? So listen,
they know.
And let's be honest, that's a good gift to get your woman for Valentine's Day.
Say that again.
That's a good, great gift to get for Valentine's Day.
Gentlemen out there who wants to be in my good graces, just know that bra shopping is on my list of good graces, okay?
You about to get flooded in your DMs.
As long as you serious, look, I will set up a specific number for my Zelle.
Hold on, Athena. I got one better for you, Athena. If you really want extra kudo points on Valentine's Day this coming weekend, get her a good strapless bra, okay? Because those are definitely hard to come by.
Now, first of all, you know how hard those are. How do we end up talking about bras?
I don't know.
It goes together. It goes together. Listen. It goes together. Because, listen, you talked about love, relationships, happiness. Like, these things can make me happy. A good strapless bra. You know, see, I had to give the original bridesmaid's dress that I had. I could not find a bra that would help me to be all I could be in that dress. So that dress had to go back, and I had to switch my dress to something else that was bra friendly. So again, I'm with you. If he wants to be, if him is listening and him is like, I would like to meet that young lady and you come to me with a strapless bra or a gift certificate to get me a strapless bra or the dinero, because it's going to be a minimum of $100 for these things. Okay, so if you come with the money and say, go get your bra, we're going to be together forever. I'm just saying.
I think I'm going to have more than that.
Oh, I'm just saying. That's just that'll get you in the door. That'll get you in the door for sure.
You need more than just buy a bra.
Listen, I understand that, but that is a good segue. I'm just saying that is a good tiptoe in the tulips. I'm saying I'm just trying to let you know.
Listen, you got to remember too the demographic of women that y'all are talking about. You talking about 40 and up. Listen, we don't care about none of that other stuff these other females be talking about. Get us something that we can use all the time. Something that's a need, a necessity. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, something that we ourselves be debating over. Because, you know, and I'm going to get off the bra topic. But how often you're supposed to change your bras every 60 days or is it 90 days?
Like, as far as getting a new one, or?
Yeah, like, I forgot what the
girl was. Keep my bras for as long as they are holding these sisters up. Shoot.
Well, there's some study that said that.
So, I think it depends on how many bras you have. How often are you rotating your bras? Because, in theory, you're supposed to wear your bras a couple of times before you wash them. You know, and make sure you put them in a bag. Hand wash is best, but if you don't have, like, a little lingerie bag, you know, on the gentle setting, you're supposed to never dry your bras.
I hang dry mine. I wash mine, though, every, maybe wear them twice. It depends on what I'm doing now. If I'm at an event or something, oh, that's getting washed, you know, before I wear it again. But if I'm just around the house or something, or just rent to the store, I'm going to wear it again before I wash it. So, you know what I'm saying? Because I haven't done nothing or went nowhere. Now, if you're working out on them, ladies, you show better wash it. Because let's not play like we don't sweat, okay, in that area. So,
and trust me, since you said sweat and workout, if you can find a sports bra that keeps me from slapping myself in the face,
yes, that's good too.
Or listen, or spilling out the bottom end or the top. Understand me? Ooh, see you that now. That talk about something that makes you happy. That makes you happy. Having something that you ain't got to work hard. Listen, ooh.
That's the equivalent to having pockets on a dress.
Listen, listen. Because if you have like an engineer out there that's listening, that you've been trying your hardest to find your niche, your market, make a good sports bra, okay, for a heavy chested woman. Make a good sport. You will be a millionaire, hands down. Sports bra. Because I ain't found the sports that holds anything like it's supposed to. And people ask me why I don't run. That's one reason. The other reason, because I don't want to. But the other reason I don't run is because I know I'm going to take myself out if I go running. Because I ain't got nothing to hold these puppies down. So it's not even worth it to me. I am not trying to have through two black eyes and a bus to run. I'm just saying, I can't imagine it. I used to love the elliptical. I can't find a sports bra that helps me feel secure in my ellipticalness or my joggingness. So I just don't do it. Ooh, a sit up? Okay, never mind. I'm gonna get off this bra top.
No, those bras aren't too bad. I do have two of those. You just got to get them to fit just right. Elomi makes a good one. The thing is, you're going to spend some good money on a good sports bra.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Again, these are my love languages. Take notes, fellas.
All right. Mary Finch says, good evening. Hey, Mary. Thank you for tuning in to JQLM Radio, to Empowered Hour tonight.
And our random conversation.
I mean, y'all back, it's a new year, so y'all, you know, most shows kicking off, you know, they kick off like this every season, y'all. Athena Renata, listen.
Listen. Me, or same me, new year. A little bit more elevated. Listen. Okay, fine. We'll get off the broad talk. But
it was an interesting topic.
Clearly, you need a lot to say about bras today.
Listen, I'll be glad when somebody starts her bra line, but you know.
It will too.
Listen, I volunteered to help. You said you want to make out your baby, so I'm going to let you do it. But once you do it, I'm going to be ready.
It's still there. It's just finding what I was needing was not working. And the amount of money that I would have had to spend, I wasn't prepared to spend that right then and there. So
I understand.
That's understandable.
We'll get back to it because what I was told was you pick the most difficult garment for the most difficult population.
Yeah.
But just because it's difficult doesn't mean that it's not attainable.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a word there.
Difficult don't mean unattainable.
Absolutely. Okay, let's
put that on a t-shirt. Don't nobody steal it. You steal it, you give us 10% every time you print it, okay? But no, I mean, I guess that is a good topic for a show. Just the difficulty doesn't mean unattainable because, I mean, in general, life is difficult. So do we stop striving for what we perceive as unattainable? But, you know, that's a word. Anyway, what was we going to talk about? I guess we get back to this. I know we got to take another break soon, but...
I had a question, but it left me.
Yeah, it's break time.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then you see if you remember your question. So we'll be right back, y'all.
Chicago, this is your sign. Yes, if you've been tired, if you've been overwhelmed...
21st at 4 p.m. The Don't Give Up Tour is coming to Greater Sweet Home Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3245 West Chicago Avenue. And this is not just a concert. This is a reset. This is a reminder. This is a movement of hope, healing, and perseverance. Healing and perseverance. Featuring national gospel recording artists Billy Burke Sr., Trayvon Williams and the Warriors, and Kimberly M. Kent, with special guests The Gospel 4 and Pavani J, and hosted by Ami. This experience is designed to lift your spirit and recharge your faith. There will be music that moves you, messages that meet you where you are, special presentations, giveaways, and moments that remind you you're not alone and you're not done. But hear this clearly. Tickets will not be sold at the door. You must get your tickets now. Go to www.egoentertainmentnet.com/events to purchase online or call 773-999-5054 for physical tickets. Chicago, don't wait until it's too late. Don't scroll past what could shift your whole season. The Don't Give Up Tour, March 21st, 4 p.m. Be in the room. Your breakthrough could be sitting in the seat you didn't buy.
This is the sound of freedom.
Some tables are just for eating, but this one, this table changes you. Pike Annual National Re-Up Experience Brunch and More is going down in Indianapolis, and space is extremely limited. This isn't your average brunch. This is where conversations hit different, where encouragement is served hot, where leaders gather, pressure gets lighter, and purpose gets refilled. From powerful voices to real talk, to moments that make you pause and say, I needed this. There's food, there's laughter, there's celebration, there are giveaways, awards, and energy you won't find anywhere else. And here's the truth. Seats are disappearing fast. Once this brunch sells out, there is no waiting list. If you're an individual, a leader, an organization, this is the room you want to be in before the doors close. Secure your seat right now at www.reupexperience.com/events-media. Don't wait for the recap. Don't hear about it after. Be in the room. The third biannual National Re-Up Experience Brunch and More. Limited seats, big impact. And this year, the theme, we're going to shine under pressure. So make sure you come in your denim and diamonds.
I remember how we got on the subject of bras. It was because I had Lady J come to the microphone. That's why.
Don't be trying to blame it on me.
That's yeah.
Y'all was already talking about balls when y'all was talking about Renata in her risque attire.
I was just saying that's what started the conversation was because I had you come to the microphone.
So you blaming her for them titties being there. Okay, I'm just kidding. Just joking.
No, I'm going to have my wedding dress. I'm going to have a turtleneck on because of y'all.
That will not be true to you if you had on a turtleneck. Don't do that. You'd be so miserable if you had on a turtleneck. You would be screaming upset if you had on a neck on. Yeah, no. I would be mad if you had a neck on.
You would be
mad. Listen, it might be chilly, but it ain't that chilly in the fall. Like, don't put no neck on. But, okay.
Damn.
Listen, I'm sorry, but that just, I don't see you having no turtleneck dress on. That just don't seem like.
No, yeah. I'm not going to get a turtleneck dress. I tell so my theme is Roger Rabbit. That's the
So if you come in like Jessica,
the theme of the dress will be yes of her.
So you gonna come in like Jessica?
Like Jessica Rabbit, yes.
And Jessica is very vivacious indeed.
I mean, well, okay. That's the goal, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. And I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, you talking about my, yep, because they're going to be there. So just be prepared. I'm going boink, boink. Okay. But anyway, all right.
Anyways, the question I was going to ask, going back to Meet the Artist, was the theme is love and action. So I was going to ask you, what does that mean to you when you hear that word, hear that phrase, love and action?
Well, love and action mean buy me them bras I talked about. love and action to me symbolizes that it's not just somebody talking about it. They're actually showing you what it means, because it is a verb, it's an action word, it should be. And a lot of people do a lot of talking, and I believe when you start throwing that love word around, it should be an action, a feeling, something that you just know. You don't have to tell me all the time, because I see it in how you move, I see it in how you talk, I see it how you show up for me, I see it in how you embody who you presented yourself to be. So for me, love and action is literally just that. It's not you talking about it, you actually being about what you mean. And that can go in any relationship. It doesn't have to be with your significant other, just, you know, your friendships. You know, if you're actually going to say you love me as your friend, you show up for me. You know, you don't sit in the sidelines talking about, oh my gosh, I didn't even know, you know, or you chose not to. So like actually seeing, because like I could tell a lot of times with the people that I'm close to who I call my friends, I could tell when something's wrong. And sometimes I can feel it, you know, because we have shown each other so much of love in action that if I see something is off with them, I automatically know something's wrong. A lot of times we can hear it in each other's voices. We can see it in how a text message comes through, you know, because we can just feel that something's off with the action or the thing that's presenting itself. So to me, that's what love and action is and what it embodies. So I don't know. But you the love expert, Miss Sexologist, you tell me, what does that mean to you, madam?
I'm a love expert. No, I agree. I think love is very much a verb. And I think sometimes I think it can be difficult to define it, especially if you don't really know what it is or you feel like you haven't experienced it. I think a lot of times we don't love ourselves at the level that we should, and it shows in relationships. Because, you know, in the Bible, it talks about you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. But if I'm not loving me, of course I'm going to treat my neighbor terrible. So I agree with what you said. I think it is something that we have to be very intentional about. And in some situations, I think, you know, there are going to be some people that you love. Like, in theory, you're supposed to love your kids unconditionally. That doesn't always happen. You know, your parents or whatever. But, and again, things, life happens and it shifts how we view love. But I think it is important to get a healthy version of what love looks like. And even just be clear on what does it mean to love yourself. So, yeah.
Yeah, because for me, I think that's something I'm trying to learn still. I know people who've listened to this show a lot have always heard me say that that's always been a struggle of mine, loving myself and forgiving myself. And so that's always something we're going to work through. And I think not beating yourself up and knowing that, you know, you're going to make mistakes, you can always come back to that space of loving yourself. It's just taking that first action step and actually putting the effort into loving yourself and forgiving yourself and actually giving yourself the grace that you want others to give, you know. So giving it to yourself, because we are our worst critics, for real. Mm-hmm. We will beat ourselves down more than anything else in this world. We will tear ourselves up. And, you know, it's definitely a work in progress. Because even as I look at my faith board, shout out to our faith board activity that, you know, took place prior to this show. I'm in my faith board now and I keep looking like I need to add to this. I need to actually put everything that's on this faith board into action, because those who are believers know that faith without works is what? Dead. So loving yourself without working on it is dead. Loving others without working and putting action into it is going to be dead. So you have to put effort into it. And what's that saying? Like, the things you put effort in, grow, or, you know, what you water grows. It's a whole bunch of sayings, but
I'm trying to say, I can't think of the exact quote.
I can't either, but, you know, yeah, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm saying. So, you know, we have to put effort into it. We can't just sit back and feet up and say, well, you know, I'll love myself tomorrow, you know. You know, I'll learn how to take care of me tomorrow, because here's something for you, since you are a therapist. Do you think that by us not loving ourselves, it projects outward to others, and then they themselves know how to either A, help, hurt, or harm us? Like, do you think that there's something to that? Because I know some people say, like, your vibe, your aura, you have it almost written all over your face, and you attract people who can either hurt you or harm you or don't have your best interest in heart, because they know how to play on those things. They can tell you don't love yourself, so they're going to play on that, and then it turns into a whole nother situation. Do you believe that's true?
It's like you said a lot. Okay, so your question is,
I did. You know, my brain be working 15 miles a minute.
I just want to make sure I'm answering your question. So your question is, do I think that how you love yourself gets shows up in those relationships, and it can attract people who will take advantage of you? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. Because, I mean, like, you know, people will always say, like, certain people can pick up that vibe that you don't love yourself. So they're going to be attracted to you, or like you attract what you put out, basically. I've heard that a lot, and just was wondering, from your therapy standpoint, do you think anything, does that have merit?
Faith. A couple things. One, if I'm not loving myself, then in some situations, I'm probably not going to have the best boundaries, and I may not have a certain level of standards that I want people to treat me or what have you. And so if I allow people to kind of just treat me any kind of way, that could definitely be impacted by me not loving myself. And there are people who love themselves but just have weak boundaries also. I believe it is important to kind of know who you are and love yourself so that you can show up better in your relationships. Because I can think of times where I may not have been so kind to myself, and yeah, that was relationships and the things that I tolerated or allowed versus, you know, in times where I feel my boundaries are better or I'm feeling better about me or what have you, that also shows up too. You know, there's something to be said about being in your 40s and you just have a different, I will say at this juncture of life, certain things are not as important as they were in my 20s and my 30s. There are things that I do now that I would have never done in my 20s just because they're, you know, I care way more about other people's perception of me. Not to say that I don't care now, but it just looks a lot different than what it looked like when I was younger.
Yeah. So I know this is one of those topics that we could dive into for a long, long time, but seeing as how we spent a lot of time on bras, but we did have a good time. but as we wind down this show, I guess one nugget I would definitely like to tell people is what Renata said, give yourself grace, especially during this Valentine's Day season. Don't feel pressured. And this is for me too. Don't feel pressured to fall into the trap of, oh, you by yourself, you know, something must be wrong with you, especially during this season, because when we do that, sometimes we make silly mistakes. We open up doors that was closed for a reason, just so we don't have to be alone for this superficial holiday season. So if you are single, be happy in your single season and take the steps to find that love within yourself to be okay with being alone. And definitely come out this Saturday, because you won't be alone if you come out this Saturday to the Meet the Artist event at the Central Library starting at 5:30. Shameless plug again, again, and again. Come see us Saturday for real. But yeah, you got anything else, Renata?
I will say, even if you are in a relationship, that doesn't mean you shouldn't spend time with you. You still need that time. So I would say just be mindful of that. And then
14th, come with your loved ones. Come solo. Don't feel like you have to bring somebody with you. But 5:30 to 10, Central Library downtown. I think parking is either $2, $3 in the garage. It's pretty inexpensive. But come check us out. Come check all the artists out. We are doing our newsletter. So if you have not subscribed already to our newsletter, go to www.empoweredlivinginc.net. And if you want to book us for any events such as retreats, workshop, kind of anything to do with mental health, hit us up, because we have a bunch of curriculum already created, and we can also create another curriculum for you specifically at a special price. But you know, but anything else I'm forgetting, Renata? I don't know.
Oh, we also just need to remind people that we are on.
We will.
Yes. And make sure that you check out JQLM and EL Entertainment and see all the things that are coming up. I think that's it.
Yeah, YouTube, Facebook, everywhere you want to find us, please tune in, because the more you tune in, the better we can be and the better our platform can grow. So I don't think we forgot anything. Thanks, Lady J, for putting up with our shenanigans tonight, girl. As usual.
No problem. Shoot. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all still got a minute left, but y'all definitely got on here tonight and just clowned the whole time, which is good. It's very good.
So we back, baby.
Definitely, you know, another side to y'all that most people don't get to see all the time. So that's good.
That's true. That's true. Because we have a good time.
Absolutely.
Until next time, y'all have a great, blessed week. We'll see y'all Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.